At their daily briefing, Texas officials told stories about heroic efforts of emergency responders in the wake of the floods last week, like that of an officer who trapped himself, spotted dozens of people stranded on roofs, and waded out to bring them to safety. Another off-duty officer tied a garden hose around his waist so he could reach two people clinging to a tree above swirling floodwaters. Kerrville Mayor Joe Herring Jr. said that emergency workers are united in their effort to bring the missing home.
The recent numbers reported break my heart. And they break the heart of everyone up here, everyone who's been working since July the 4th. I want you to know, I think it's important for the public to know, I think it's important for the families to know. In that emergency operations center, there's not little silos of departments and agencies. They're working as one team with one goal: to find the missing and bring them home.
Officials have been seeking more information about those who were in the Hill Country, a popular tourist destination, during the holiday weekend but did not register at a camp or hotel and may have been in the area without many people knowing. Jonathan Lamb with the Kerrville Police Department called on residents to help emergency responders keep their search and rescue list as up-to-date as possible.
If you've reported a loved one missing and they've returned home safely or been found safely, it's vitally important that you let us know that that person is no longer among the missing. We need to keep an accurate count, as accurate as possible.
The floods are now the deadliest from inland flooding in the U.S. since 1976, when Colorado's Big Thompson Canyon flooded, killing 144 people. Public officials in the area have come under repeated criticism amid questions about why widespread warnings were not sounded and more preparations were not made ahead of the flooding. Kerr County Sheriff Larry Letha said that he understood the community's frustration, but that the current priority is search and recovery.
With every emergency, you know what, we're going to have to, there's going to be an after action. Please, y'all, listen to those words, after action, okay? Those questions are going to be answered. I believe those questions need to be answered to the family of the missed loved ones, to the public, you know, to the people that put me in this office. Those need to be, and I want that answer, and we're going to get that answer. And I know that's going to be asked over and over. Please understand that. You know, we're not running, we're not going to hide from anything. That's going to be checked into at a later time. I wish I could tell you that time. I don't know that time.
It has been days since any survivor of the floods has been found, and with almost no hope of finding anyone alive, search crews and volunteers say they are now focused on bringing the families of the missing closure. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.